Time for us to send you off to the weekend, but before we do, let's check in with the Juneau Audubon Society. I'm Rhonda McBride, and we are joined by Brenda Wright. She is the Audubon Society's program manager. So, Brenda, it has been such a soggy week, but I bet you're a diehard. You probably have been out with your binoculars.
Yep, I sure have. It's been an interesting week for juvenile robins, actually.
Oh, where have you seen those?
Actually, they're kind of chowing down for migration. I think they're around the elderberries because they're ripe, and later they might go to the mountain ash.
Well, definitely we feel the weather moving towards fall with all this rain. So from watching the birds, have you seen signs that they're tuned in and some are ready to leave?
Yep, I do believe that's very true. In fact, I went out to Eagle Beach just this past weekend to watch the shorebirds, and sure enough, there were some passing through, chowing down as much as they could before they head south.
So every week you spotlight three birds, and this week I noticed something, that all three of these are black.
Yes, it's a very interesting way to think about it, because they're very different. Some are very common and some are very rare.
So we have, what, a crow, a raven, and a rusty blackbird? How do we know the difference between a crow and a raven? Although it seems the crows are a lot smaller, some people find it hard to tell.
You know, the easiest way for me is if you see a blackbird that's only about 10 inches high or so, and it has 20 to 40 friends with it, it's a northwest crow.
20 to 40 friends, that's a lot of birds.
Yes, crows are very, very social. You won't see them by themselves unless they're scouting for the group that's coming right behind them.
And ravens?
Ravens like to, especially the ones downtown, they get together for tea and coffee, and then later they go into a party mode, but they're watching us all the time. They're a very iconic bird, very, very smart, very intelligent, make many, many different kinds of sounds.
So let's hear the raven sound. Okay, that's the raven sound. So I'm going to play the crow sounds now. Well, these aren't musical birds per se, are they?
No, but you know, a raven is a very, very good imitator. I've heard him do an alarm clock, a kitten, and part of a siren of a police car.
You know, I have heard them make some rather strange noises, like the pinging sound of a metal wire knocking around in the wind.
They're very bold about how they talk to each other, and they just love to show off to each other so that they'll make a noise and one will answer from very far away.
What about the blackbird?
The rusty blackbird actually likes to hang out in our moister areas, like the Dredge Lakes area and swampy areas next to the small pools and ponds. It's a small bird. It's just the same size as a robin, has interesting eyes, and it's called a rusty blackbird, but you have to see it in pretty good light to see the tinge of brown around its head.
So what do they sound like? What kind of a sound do they have?
Well, it's certainly different than the crow.
The blackbird doesn't seem to be a very musical bird either.
No, none of these birds are known for enticing their mates to come and join them in nest building for lovely tunes.
So for this weekend, we still have quite a bit of wet weather ahead of us, although we may get a cloudy break or so on Saturday. What do you recommend we do for bird watching?
Well, you know, I think the Airport Dyke Trail in Eagle Beach or Sandy Beach is a great place to go on a rising tide, because like I said, there are birds starting to migrate south, and they're stopping here because this is a wonderful smorgasbord of food in our wetlands. They all need to stop and get a nice meal so they can keep traveling south.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Brenda Wright with the Juneau Audubon Society. Always a pleasure. Thank you for sharing what you know about our birds here in Juneau.
Thank you, Rhonda.
And that will do it for Juno Afternoon. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to listen. Have a wonderful weekend.